Today, the Supreme Court heard arguments in a case that tests whether the government can forcibly medicate a delusional person to make him sane enough to stand trial for a nonviolent crime. In the last year, the federal government has medicated 59 people against their wishes in an effort to make them competent to stand trial. In the case before the court today, the defendant has held out against medication for 5 years. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
In 1997, Dr. Charles Sell, a Missouri dentist, was indicted with his wife for Medicaid and insurance fraud. Although he was initially released on bail, his emotional status deteriorated, and within months he was sent to a prison psychiatric facility for a mental evaluation. There he was found to be mentally incompetent to stand trial. In an effort to improve his mental status, the prosecution then sought to have him forcibly medicated with strong antipsychotic drugs. The lower courts ruled that Sell was not dangerous to himself or others, but that he could be medicated against his wishes so he could stand trial. His lawyers appealed all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court on the grounds that he's presumed innocent, has been convicted of nothing, and, they contend, has the right to control his own body. Both prosecution and defense psychologists agree that Sell suffers from a rare delusional disorder in which he does not see visions or hear voices. Rather, Sell's disorder is based on at least plausible beliefs that others are out to get him, and it typically manifests itself in some exaggerated sense of injustice of a legal nature that can involve a belief that others are trying to poison or drug him. As one legal scholar put it, the irony worthy of Dostoevsky is to imagine how this condition might become rather acute for a person who's being investigated by the FBI and held at a prison hospital under the threat of being injected with antipsychotic drugs. Indeed, after he was indicted for fraud, Sell was charged with trying to put out a hit on the FBI agent who investigated him and the employee who'd squealed on him. Today, Sell's lawyer Barry Short told the Supreme Court that Sell's disorder is a rare one in which, outside of his paranoid delusion, he performs most functions normally. Justice Scalia, then he should be able to stand trial. Answer, but he cannot focus on the trial because of his delusion. Justice Scalia, then what do we do with him? It's just a crazy situation. Justice O'Connor asked if a defendant has the right to be free from compelled medication, how about the government's right to compel vaccinations, for example, for smallpox? Answer, that's different because there is a danger and it's authorized by legislation. In this case, there's no legislation, there's no finding of dangerousness, and under those circumstances, no person should be medicated against his will. Indeed, said Short, Sell had previously taken antipsychotic drugs and had a severe adverse reaction. His psychologist, unlike the state psychologist, concluded that such drugs would not eliminate his delusion. Justice Scalia, what do you propose we do with this man? Let him go? Answer, he will not be let go. Justice Ginsburg, he can't be held forever. He can't be committed civilly because he's been judged not dangerous. Answer, he will be civilly committed because under the statute, the director of the facility at which he's being held can order it if there's a substantial likelihood of dangerousness. From my experience in this case, that will happen. Justice Scalia, ruefully, I hope that's what's going to happen, but I don't see how it will happen. Arguing the other side of the case, Deputy Solicitor General Michael Dreeben agreed that Sell has a right to control his own body, but more compelling, he said, is the government's interest in prosecution. Questioned by Justice Stevens, however, Dreeben conceded that Sell has probably been in prison now longer than he would have been if he'd been convicted of the initial charges. Justice Kennedy, I still don't understand the government's basic authority to do this at all. Answer, the authority is the government's ability to try Dr. Sell on serious charges. Justice Kennedy, then would you be able to forcibly medicate a witness at a trial? Lawyer Dreeben fudged. The government's paramount interest is in adjudicating the charge. Justice Breyer, supposing a person with high blood pressure is ordered to take medication in order to stand trial, can the government do that? Answer, yes. Breyer, this is not just about psychiatry, then. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.